Can you tell by my walk? Can you hear it in my talk? I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. Can't you see in my eyes? It should come as no surprise. I'm barely cool.
Happy 50 episodes of the Barely Cool Podcast, Season 3. We're halfway through Season 3. Can you believe it? 50 video episodes out there for your peepers? Welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast with your host, Judah Middle. Ben's not here. We had so much planned. Not really. We really didn't have that much planned. We had a few things planned for today's episode. And now they're not gonna happen because Ben is sick and I love him. I feel as though he gets sick rather frequently. But that's fine. That's okay. It happens. It's, you know. He's a working boy. He does a lot. He works at the hospital. He's running around on his little feetsie. He gets his steps in, that's for sure. He gets his steps in, I'm sure of that. Yeah, he's running around there, you know, around the sick folk. And, you know, he's busy. He's in school. He's got stuff to do. So I get it, you know, running himself ragged. He's probably a little bit ill every once in a while. Seems like every once in a while is kind of like more of an every now and again kind of thing. You know, it's less of a once and a while, and it's more like it's happening now and again and again and again. But that's fine. That's okay. We live and we learn. We had a couple ideas for the 50-50 episode. Not the 50-50, just the 50th. Halfway through Season 3. We were going to do maybe something where we were like, oh, let's do a bunch of half things. You know, we were like, I had the idea we each eat half of a foot-long sub from Subway, but we cut it like lengthwise. Because then that's like, it's just kind of funny and different. Quirky, if you will. I care about being quirky so much more than the average person. But, you know, he messaged me and he went, hey, man, just so you know, I've got a pretty bad fever. This was the other day. He said, I got a pretty bad fever and, you know, I'll keep you posted. And I said, you know what? We'll figure it out. We'll see how it goes when we get to the day of. Now, I will preface this by saying I wanted to record Saturday. I wanted to record Saturday. I don't remember why we couldn't. I think he was away. Then I wanted to record Monday. That also didn't work. Then I was like, maybe Tuesday. You know, I was trying to give options here. Till finally he goes, you know what? I got a lot of schoolwork and stuff. Which, you know, again, another reason why he might be a little ill. He goes, I got a little schoolwork or whatever. He's a little, the term lab mouse popped into my head. That's not anything. That's not a phrase. A mouse, a study mouse. That's not anything. Anyway, he was just saying he was busy, basically. So let's record Wednesday is what he said. All of a sudden, Wednesday's here. He's too sick to record. Okay, fine. So we were gonna do he said, you know, I'm sick, but we can still record, you know, just fair warning if you want to expose yourself to that. And I went, I don't really, honestly. I got too much going on to get sick for this stupid podcast that we do. But then I thought, you know, here's a funny idea. What if we do it over Zoom, but like I, you know, one of us is like we film it, but then like the camera is just like I'm on a TV screen or something. That'd be kind of funny. Because it's like half, the half joke is still there because it's like half in person, half on Zoom. That's kind of funny. And it makes do with what we got. And so I was busy today. I was tattooing and stuff for my job. And I said, you know what? On my way home, I'll drop some mics off at your place. So because I have all the mics and he has the video stuff. And I'll drop some mics off. And then we'll do that. And I got home from the tattoo and I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, is that what we're doing? No response. No response? What do you mean no response? I'll tell you what I mean. He didn't respond. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Turns out someone was just up with his phone, honestly. I thought he was like asleep or his phone died. But it like sent us a green text. And I tried calling him and it didn't work. And then he messaged me from Snapchat being like, hey, my phone's not letting me send messages. And he basically was just like, you know what? I can still do that plan with the screen thing. And I was like, well, yeah, okay. But like, if you want, like if you're dying, I'll do a solo episode. And he said, you know what? I am dying. I've been lying on the couch all day. So you've got me. That's my 6 minute story or 5 minute story to tell you that it's just me. Something you could have seen within a microsecond of clicking the video if you're watching on video. If you're not and you're just an audio person, I'd ask what's wrong with you? 'Cause, well, immediately I'm backtracking because I don't watch video podcasts almost ever unless I'm working on something from home. I'm pretty strictly audio, so now that I think about it, I apologize for what I said to the audio listeners. To the video listeners, keep up, basically. I don't know what I'm talking about. I threw on... My plan was I got some cozy lighting and we were going to get kind of cozy. Now, I'm realizing now, based on this camera angle, when I sit back, I take up such a small portion of the frame. It's also incredibly unlevel because, like I said earlier, I do not have the video stuff. And by video stuff, I mean the two tripods that make up our video department. I don't have those. Ben has those. So I have my phone propped up on three pillows on a chair and then a book just so it's got something kind of solid, but it's quite off kilter, which is fine, I guess. But my plan was that I was going to get all cozy and I was going to, you know, just kind of yap and say a bunch of nonsense for an hour, and I was worried that I wouldn't be able to do that without some sort of stimulus entering my ocular nerves. So what my plan was to just go onto one of the streaming services, one of the many, and just pick a random horror movie. Pardon the US. And then at least that way, if I ever ran out of something to talk about, I could just kind of glance up, oh, what's going on in this garbage movie? I was going to pick something real garbage. So what streaming service did I go to for the schlock? Well, say it at home with me, kids. Amazon Prime Video. They've got the real stinkers on there. When I pulled up Amazon Prime Video, I clicked the movie section. Before I could even get to the horror section, I was seduced. I was tempted and succumbed to temptation, seeing that Amazon Prime, which I think I knew this. Oh, yawn again. Yawn counter. Editor, get a yawn counter in, okay? I'm the editor. I got sucked in when I saw that Prime Video had Oppenheimer. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to watch this whole movie. I wouldn't watch any whole movie for this episode. I just needed something to look at. And Oppenheimer, you guys, is so, pardon my French, freaking bon. That's French for good. It's really good. It won Best Picture. I think it was probably my fave of last year, if I were to guess. I think. I don't honestly remember all the movies I saw last year. Yawn counter. Add another to the stack, baby. If yawns were pennies, I'd be a rich man asleep on a king-size bed. California king. No. No. Alaskan king. How do you even buy sheets for that? What's the point? Like, I get it. It's cool, and it's like, it's really big and whatever, and, but, well, multiple points. Multiple points are hitting my head. It's honestly impractical, because how do you buy sheets for that? Your pillows are going to look like two little Tic Tacs on this giant cake of a bed you've got. And once again, we come back to the sheets. I mean, I just don't know that you're getting some sheets. Like, if you're really, let's say you're really down and out, right? You pull a train spotting and you poop the bed, literally, ruining your sheets with human fecal matter. What do you do? Oh, no. I need new sheets. I don't know why the first instinct in my brain is to go to Amazon for that. Like, you could just go to the store. But I'm telling you, you know, maybe you got an Amazon gift card, you know? You remember you have an Amazon gift card after you've soiled your sheets with poop. And you go, oh, let me get some new sheets on Amazon. I don't think, you know, you want something quick and easy. I don't think you're getting, like, Amazon Basics sheets in an Alaskan king size. That seems impractical. But, like I said earlier, if yawns were pennies, I'd be a rich man asleep on an Alaskan king. So, take from that what you will. So much of life is about taking funny little phrases and ascribing meaning to them far beyond what they're worth or should merit. But here we are, and you, dear listener/viewer, are the audience, and it is your job to determine what I'm saying and what you get out of it. I'm talking about pooping your bed sheets here, a la Trainspotting, a film I watched recently. Guy who's only seen Trainspotting voice. Wow, this movie really reminds me of Trainspotting. Frick, I messed up the punchline. Oh, I wish Ben was here. He would have laughed at that. No, he wouldn't have. He's not. I don't think the meme format would even be enough for. I don't think it would even register in his brain. I mean, maybe he'd find it funny. He's not a stupid guy. He's kind of a smart guy. Anyway, yeah. I put Oppenheimer on, is what I'm saying. Because it's just a pretty movie, and it flipping rips, dude. It's so good. Like, it's so good. Like, it's really good. Soundtrack, oh, all-timer. Cinematography, so good. So well done. The sound's really good. I mean, it cleaned up. It cleaned up at the Oscars. It did really well at the old Oscars, if you watched those. I didn't this year. I was busy. Well, no, that's not true. No. Immediately I've lied. I was not busy during the Oscars. Well, kind of. Actually, you know what? Second backtrack, I kind of was busy. I was busy sleeping. I was busy trying to get some shut-eye, some Betty Boo. because not that that's what made me busy, although it is, that's something I was doing instead of watching the Oscars, but because I was busy the next day, so I needed to go to sleep early, pretty early in the morning. So I didn't watch the Oscars, but I heard, let's see, what do I remember from what I briefly read on Instagram posts as the Oscars? I woke up at like 10 p.m. and saw that some Oscars had happened. Oppenheimer won Best Director. It won Best Soundtrack. It won Best Film. I think it won Best Cinematography. Cillian Murphy won Best Actor. Robert Downey Jr. won Best Supporting. Yeah, they kind of cleaned up. Zone of Interest won Best Sound. I know that. Poor Things won Best Production. They won Best Costume Design. And they won another one, I thought. Oh, Emma Stone won. Yeah, for Best Actress. The woman from The Holdovers won Best Supporting Actress. I don't remember her name. It starts with a D. I haven't seen The Holdovers. I heard it's very, very, very good. What other categories are there? Editing? I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, also went to Oppenheimer. I think they truly did just do really, really well. Now, you know what didn't do well and probably could have? Oh, there's like music ones too. Like there's like Best Original Song and there's all the short films and animated. Oh, Boy and the Heron, another movie I haven't seen but I really want to watch. Why am I talking about the Oscars? Who cares? You can Google this information. Although I will say, I think Asteroid City got snubbed on some things. I think they could have won for production design because I think it was gorgeous. Oh, so was Poor Things, though. They were both really good. Poor Things, the problem is because Wes Anderson has found such a niche style, I honestly think he's kind of shot himself in the foot in the sense that, like, his movies weirdly don't feel fresh. They feel almost like he's parodying himself. And what I mean by that, not in a negative way, it's just I fear as though the Academy sees his movies and goes, yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like. It's a Wes Anderson. And you kind of miss the fact that, like, movies don't normally look like that. And that in itself, like, the movie, the good, like, there is still good production design, but I think it kind of gets painted under this brush of, well, yeah, obviously there's good production design, it's Wes Anderson, and then it doesn't get the credit it deserves because it's held up in a lens of previous Wes Anderson films as opposed to the movies that have come before it, and so that they don't really feel fresh. Because the reason that all spewed out of my stupid little hole there was because I was going to say that I could see why Poor Things won because it felt kind of new. But then immediately my brain went, yeah, but does that mean it's, does new mean better? Was what popped into my head. And I don't know that it necessarily has to, because just because you've seen Wes Anderson stuff before doesn't mean the new movies of his, just because it's similar to he uses similar tropes and styles, does not necessarily reduce that film's quality or merit. Anyway, what am I talking about? Who cares? It's paradoxical, but it works. That's Oppenheimer. Did he just say that line? No. I just knew it in my head. Clap for me. Right now, he's getting told off for being too socialist. Too red. He's getting told off by his buddy. Keep it out of the lab. Keep it out of the lab. Well, speaking of the lab, I'm having some popcorn. Because, oh, I went to the movies the other day and I saw Dune 2. Thumbs up. It was great. I liked it a lot. I thought it was very impressive. I almost spilled the entire bag of popcorn. Didn't, though. Yeah, I thought Dune 2 was good. Good. Quite good. I've read the book ages ago. Only the first one. I didn't get sucked into the Dune lore. Although I am kind of excited. I am kind of excited that, like, the movies have brought people into wanting to read it. Because it is a really good story. At least the first one is. They don't get messy later on. They just get complicated. From what I've heard and seen. But yeah, Dune's awesome. And the movies, so good. Denny Villeneuve, he knocked him out of the park. IMHO, in my honest opinion. To use some Reddit speak. Yeah, I know. I thought they were sick. I thought they were really cool. I thought that there's a couple things, actually, that I would have changed. If that's okay for me to say. Not that I know what I'm talking about. However, I would have liked... No, I'm not going to spoil it. Should I? No. No, it's new enough. I won't say anything. There's just a couple scene settings that I wish that were they felt bigger or kind of cooler. And that's saying a lot because so much of the movie I just was sitting there going, gosh, this looks cool. And so there were a couple moments where I was like, this looks so cool. And then it would change to this other scene. And I'm like, I feel like this scene's like pretty important. I feel like it could look as cool as the rest of this stuff does. But it almost felt not as cool for some reason. I don't know if that was... I'm sure it was intentional. But I don't know if he was intentionally going, this should be less cool. Obviously, they made the choices they made for reasons. But... I don't necessarily know what they are. But yeah, Dune 2 rips. It was so good. Read the book also if you want. It's wacky. It's dense, but it was fun. I'm a big believer of the sci-fi miniseries. I watched it when I was young. I haven't seen it in many years. But I remember thinking it was awesome. And it might not hold up. It probably, if you've seen the new ones, you're probably going to watch, if you watch the miniseries and go, what the hell is this? This is garbage. But I really like them. And they did a sequel miniseries that goes through Dune Messiah and Children of Dune. So that's cool. In other news, it's warming up. And we have flies all over our apartment for some reason. I don't know where they're getting in from. There's no holes by our windows. And they're just constantly here. There's one buzzing around the ceiling right now, just freaking out. I don't know why. They're the worst. It's so annoying. Like, they just start freaking out at night because we put lamps on, and then I think they think, like, the sun is here in the room, and then they just start flipping out. Like, he's just smacking his body against the popcorn ceiling of our basement apartment. What a nightmare. It's gross, dude. Anyway. Welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast. I'll just start it over. There's no way they can hear that. I was wondering if you could hear that, the fly buzzing, but there's no chance, zero chance that you can hear the fly buzzing. It's just not possible. But I can, and it's driving me bananas. They're so quick, too. So, like, it shoots across the ceiling, and I don't even know, like, where. I can just hear it. I just landed on the table in front of me, upside down, and then, like, righted itself. Nope, there it goes. Flying into the ceiling again. I don't understand. Actually, I do kind of understand it, because I read this whole thing. There's this, like, new study, I believe. I don't know how it works. This is the dumb, idiot, stupid, moron take on how this works. But it's something to do with, like, the reason bugs flock to light is not because they're attracted to light. It's because light is how they regulate their flight in terms of orienting themselves up and down. They don't have, like, as much of a sense of gravity. And there's something to do with, like, light and how it affects the air. And I don't... But basically the thing is that the sun is up. Like, that's what their tiny little bug bodies know. And so when it's dark, the moon is up. But with lamps and stuff, it really fricks with them, because especially, like, well, really any lamp, especially, like, outdoor lamps, but if the flies are at any point higher than the lamp, it completely fricks with their brains, because the light should be up. And I don't know how, again, there's something to do with, like, wind and, like, air and stuff, like, and the relative, like, perception of, like, air currents and such. I don't really know how that works, but I read this thing a while back that talked about it, and the main premise is that light is up, and that is what orients their flight. And so I think what's happening is, because we've got these lamps, and our lamps are aimed at the ceiling, I think they're trying to, like, reorient themselves, and in doing so, they're bashing their stupid little bodies into the ceiling a bunch. So, that's my life. Like, he's literally just flying at the ceiling, and then, like, I don't know why he's bouncing off. I'll say that, but anyway. It's whatever. Oppenheimer's on, baby. Oppenheimer's on. Oppie. Alvarez did it. Just split the atom. Over in the lab next door. It's paradoxical, but it works. Yeah, we've been killing mad flies in our apartment. The problem also with them freaking out and flying above is that they're hard to kill with, like, a fly swatter, because they're flipping, like, going bananas at various heights and X, Y, and Z around the apartment. So we vacuum them up. We get our Dyson stick vacuum. We take the head off, and we try and, like, catch them mid-flight, cranking the vacuum to NOS speed, to dizzying speeds, and we try and vacuum the flies up. And there's probably so many in that vacuum canister. It's gross. I don't understand where they're getting in from. Like, we keep a clean apartment for the most part. Like, quite clean, I would say. But they just get in. Like, sometimes they're we were talking about this today. They're in between the windows. And I'm like, how did you, like, it's, I don't get it, where you came from. I don't understand how you got there. And, like, I was talking to Ben about it a while ago, and he's like, they're so small, they could probably fit in the little cracks. And I'm like, yeah, but like, why would they want to? Right? Like, why would they? Where are they trying to get to? I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Have some more popcorn. I got some colored lighting on. I got a blue light back there. This one's actually pink. You can't really, it's kind of close enough to the lens and it's bright enough that it seems like it's white, but it does kind of cast a slightly pink glow. And then I got my kitchen light on, which is like, it looks quite orange in comparison, but it's just kind of yellow white. But enjoying this delicious popcorn. Man. Yeah, this movie's crazy. It's so good. I wish it was real. Oh, what should we talk about? I'm already out. I've yapped enough. Hitler invades Poland. Whoa, sounds like a bad guy. What was I talking about? I started talking about like king beds and stuff. I don't know, dude. Those flies, they threw me off my game. Flew me off my game. It's a fly joke. Disgusting. I have a water somewhere. Boom. A water. A bottle of water. Oh, one of my lamps just turned off. I've got this one LED bulb in a lamp that the wattage is like way off. I don't know in which direction. I don't know if the lamp is too strong or not strong enough, but it just shuts off sometimes. It like overwhelms itself. I think the lamp puts too much into the bulb, and then because it's an LED bulb, it just is like that. We're done. But physics, man, light, it's crazy. Crazy stuff. Speaking of physics, Oppenheimer's on. Oh, gosh. Oh, jeez. Did I tell you guys Ben was sick? Or oh, it's been a crazy week, man, honestly. I don't know if I can talk about it, to be honest. I'm kind of crazy. Don't want to spoil it all, but it's been crazy. It's been really good, really long days, really exhausting. The likes or the fruits of which will probably not ripen until like late next year. So look forward to that. You barely cool heads at home. We'll be in season 4 by then. No. Will we? Yeah, we'll be in season 4. Crazy. We've got such a good idea for season 4. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for season 4. It's going to be so stupid. But we're not in season 4 yet, Judah. It's not about the future. It's about the now. It's about the present. The present that you get to unwrap every day just by being alive on this little blue dot in the middle of space. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes we forget the gift that we've been offered. That's why it's called the present. And the present is me drowning right now. Trying to come up with silly podcast things to talk about. Speaking of drowning, you guys ever drown? You guys ever forget how to swim in the Pacific Ocean and start inhaling gallons and gallons of salt water? Yeah. Me too. Whatever happened to that great Pacific the GPBP, is that what it's called? The Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Is that still a thing? Is that thing still floating around down there and just growing, amassing huge amounts of garbage in the middle of our ocean? That's awful. Gosh, I'd like to go see the Pacific. I've been such an Atlantic boy these past few years, and I hate to tell you, I think the Pacific has a charm to it. I think the Atlantic, you know, it's kind of overplayed. I think, you know, it had its hits for sure. I mean, you've got, you know, from Europe to the New World, that's something for sure. Atlantic's got it going for that, but the Pacific, I mean, it's got a charm. It's got a charm in a way that the Atlantic just doesn't match up to, unfortunately. But, you know, what are you going to do? Not go there if you're me. Unless you're me in August of this year, when I will be visiting the Pacific Ocean, and I'm going to dip my little fingies into it, and I'm going to go, yummy, 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 Pacific Ocean. Wish you could be here, Atlantic, but you can't. This is Pacific time. Pacific Judah, you guys aren't even going to recognize. You aren't even going to recognize Pacific Ocean Judah when he comes back. You're going to be like, I thought he was an Atlantic boy. Yeah, you thought wrong. You thought wrong. I just genuinely don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm like doing ocean bits, riffing on the ocean. The Atlantic doesn't have a garbage patch, as far as I'm concerned. Not as far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm aware, there's no big floating island of garbage in the Atlantic. Point to the Atlantic. Arctic does not get enough love at all. Is there an Antarctic Ocean? I'm sure there is. Indian Ocean? Underrated. Underrated for sure. What about seas? I mean, you got the Mediterranean. That's kind of your prime sea, in my opinion. Split up into smaller subsections of seas. Is the Mediterranean? Correct me if I'm wrong. The Mediterranean is split. Is it split into seven? Is that what the seven seas are? Because there's the Phrygian Sea, the Aegean Sea. Are there seven? Is that the seven seas all tucked into the Mediterranean? I wonder. Can I Google it? No, because my phone, as prior mention, propped up on three pillows and a book. So I guess we'll never know the mysteries of the seven seas. Blackbeard voice. I guess we'll never know the mysteries of the seven seas. There's a great Stephen Malkmus song about getting kidnapped by Turkish pirates. We talked about that in an episode not too long ago. Great song. It's called Hook, I think. Like a pirate joke. Are we done yet? There's a question I haven't asked myself. I should ask myself, can we be done yet? Are we there yet? The movie starring Ice Cube. I'm just like associating words with things. Isn't that what a podcast is? Is just a stupid white boy or two doing word association? The Dark Knight. I know the Dark Knight. Heath Ledger, Joker. Joker? What if Joker talked about pee-pee-poo-poo? Eminem jokes. I'm basically just saying all the jokes I make with my friends. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I bore it on the Joker's head? Probably not. Eminem Batman voice. Holy, dude. Holy. We're almost there. We're home running it. And then I get to edit this podcast, and then there's like a huge pile of dishes. The dishes have stacked up over a couple days, and that is something I'm not looking forward to, is the dishes, because I can't stand having the pile of dishes there. It irks me to no end. We don't have a ton of space in our kitchen, and the pile of dishes, it gets in the way, and this is, it's not like one person's fault, obviously. It's like very much an amalgamation of all of our dish use accumulated. But we've just both been really busy, and so we haven't been able to do the dishes. And Maddie's been doing the dishes the last few times, and so I can't not do the dishes. Like, she's already been doing the dishes so much. And so now I got to do the dishes, but I've been busy, and so they've accumulated, and it's just been driving me bonkers. And we don't have a ton of space, and they're just in the way, and like we can't use our microwave if we have too many dishes, because they stack up in front of the microwave door, and so we can't do microwave things. We can't access these microwaves of radiation as we would like to, which is a crying shame. So I got all these flipping dishes to do after this, and I got to edit this podcast, and I got to upload it into our Google Drive so Ben can get it, because he is still going to edit the video, I think, and get this out for tomorrow, because Ben wanted to record on Wednesday. And holy flip, you sneaking by? You're going to be in this, you know. Duck down. Crawl. Oh, I just thought that'd be funny. We'll wait. We'll wait for her. No, that's weird. I've been leaning forward this whole time, because otherwise I'd take up such a small chunk of the frame. But my back hurts. And I don't want it to hurt anymore. I don't want it to hurt anymore. Eminem, after touching the coffee pot voice. I don't want it to hurt anymore. Suck my thumb and throw myself on the floor. Have a tantrum. Call your mum. I'm missing a couple syllables in there. Got an attitude. What happened to Eminem, man? What? Like, he... Like, he was kind of fun when he was young, like, and he was doing the whole in-your-face crazy. Oh, young counter. Oh, my gosh. You thought it was done. You thought the young counter was done. Eminem. Yeah, he was doing that whole shock value kind of in-your-face, insane energy thing. And then at a certain point, he got old. And, like, he went to the M. Night Shyamalan Beach That Makes You Old movie. And he got old. And then it became, like, about... Like, he's trying to prove himself to people. And he doesn't need to, because he's Eminem. Like, he's, you know, he's there. He's done it. But as music was kind of shifting, like, he was doing, like, the storytelling thing and the emotions thing. Talking about, you know, his life and oh, young counter, here we go, young counter. He's talking about his life and his family and whatever, you know. I think right around Love the Way You Lie, I think that was a downward trajectory for Eminem. I think that was a shadow of things to come for Eminem. And then by the time you get to like Rap God, and I'm sure some of his fans, his rabid fans, would listen to this and go, "You don't even know. He's got so many deep tracks. You just know the hits and the radio ones." Yeah, dude. But like, yeah, like, and like Rap God's not good. And then everything after that. Oh baby, okay. What was that, like 7 yawns? Holy. All these dishes. Yeah, he just got weird, man. He's like, "Oh, mumble rap's not real, and I'm a good rapper." And then he hit meme status with the Donald Trump parking garage a cappella freestyle. That really solidified it as like, this man cannot be taken seriously anymore. That's it. Me after putting a quick bite to eat in my microwave. That's an awfully hot pizza pop. Should I pop it in my mouth? Probably not. Do the voice. Laugh! That's Dune 2, Bene Gesserit, Kwisatz Haderach voice. Laugh at my pizza pop Eminem joke. It's an abomination. Yeah, so that's like my life. I was tattooing today. I was, you know, doing my job. It was a busy day, actually. Oh, what the hell? I can't do that. That's so funny. I'm just gonna keep this up for the rest of the thing. Is that insane? It's making me laugh. I'm gonna keep it. That's hilarious. It was a busy day. We had a lot going on. We had a lot to do. Fun day. But it was a lot. I took my hat off. You can't even really tell. And your foot. Teacher, Grinch teacher voice. Did she say foot or boot? I think she says foot. The book. Merry Christmas, Martha. I hate Christmas. I hate it. I'm just like saying things. Welcome to Podcast Town, where we say things. Welcome to the Pistachio Pep Brothers. That's our new podcast, the Pistachio Pep Brothers. We eat nuts, and we are a little nuts, too. We eat them, and we are them. Yarum? Yarnum. Bloodborne. FromSoft. FromSoftware. Is it FromSoft? FromSoftware. FromSoft? FromSoftware. Can they both be used? Are they one and the same? Is one just something that my brain has said? Well, Josh Peck just appeared on the TV. Just to react. To one thing. Crazy. I've never played Bloodborne. I started Bloodborne. I started Dark Souls 3. And I haven't beat them because, like, I always start them when I just have, like, a bit of time. But I don't have enough time to, like, actually make any real progression in the game. Because I suck at video games. And then I forget about it for ages. Like, I haven't even beaten Elden Ring. Like, that came out, like, over a year ago, I think. And the DLC was just announced. I haven't even beaten the base game. I still have, like, multiple boss fights, too. Like, it's not like I was, like... Like, I have, like, probably, like, I have probably, like, 6 really big, cool boss fights that I could do. There's, like, the big fireworm. What am I talking about? I'm talking about my progress in a video game. Why would anyone care? I just, like, looked into my own past, present, and future. I am the Kwisatz Haderach. I'm the Kwisatz Haderach of podcasting. And knowing that what I'm saying currently has no value. But I have these alternate timelines where maybe they do have value, and I'm not sure which one to follow. The Golden Path. That's not even in Dune, you guys. Spoilers. That's in God Emperor of Dune, I think. As far as I'm aware. Anyway. Look at that. 50 minutes. We made it. Mama, we made it. Hey, Mama. Yeah, guys, thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast. Today, this podcast, I felt like I've both said nothing and talked for so long. So, hope you liked it. I'm going to call it Yap City, USA. Population? Me. Happy halfway point. Oh, I guess I should take this down. Happy halfway point in season 3, baby. Oh, what the heck? Put the hat back on. Jeez. Happy halfway point in season 3. Keep it real. Don't ever change. I've been barely cool for a while. Cool with the wanker smile. But I'm cooler than you are with or without bias. I've barely started and this is barely hard for me. Well, I'll stop myself if nobody else. That never did.